You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 28. You will save the humble people, but your eyes are on the haughty, that you may bring them down. You see, it is good when the Lord is for you. If the Lord be for us, who can be against us? But it's always dangerous. If the Lord is against you, who can be for you? Sometimes the problem people are confronting in their lives is not the problem of the enemy. It's not that the devil is the one fighting them or men fighting them. The word of God says, you will save the humble, but your eyes are on the proud, that you may bring them down. Pride attracts God to a man for downfall. Pride, it attracts God to a man for downfall. That's why you must cry to God and say, Lord, deliver me from every form of pride. This is not the devil bringing them down. This is not man bringing them down. This is they themselves bringing themselves down. Because God cannot tolerate pride. He says his eyes, your eyes are on the proud, that you may bring them down. Your eyes are on the proud. So sometimes you think that God does not see the proud. You say, why is this man speaking like this? Why is he behaving like this? And how come nothing is happening to him? His eyes are on the proud. God sees everybody. And he sees the pride that is in the heart. The reason why some people are struggling with uplifting is because of pride. God does not lift the proud. If you want God to lift you in any area of life, you must become humble. His eyes are on the proud, that you may bring them down. But he says he will save humble people. The meek will find salvation. Those who humble themselves, they may look like they are losing it. They may look like, oh, they stand at a disadvantage. But in the end, a humble and meek person will always find the salvation of the Lord. Jesus was meek. He didn't defend himself. They slapped him. He did not retaliate. In fact, the Bible says he didn't threaten back. He didn't say, if I deal with you, if I deal with you. Did you know Jesus didn't do that? He suffered all things. But what happened today? God has given him a name that is above every name. In that your relationship, humble thyself. At the moment, you may look like you are a fool, but in the end, you will see that you are wise. No matter what is going on, don't ever fall into the temptation of becoming proud. A proud person is a self-centered person. A proud person is a person that considers himself important and above every other person. A proud person focuses on self. A proud person is not selfless. I pray you will understand this. May you not, by your own action, pitch yourself against the Lord. But I want you to see that God is showing us this so that we can choose either to be humble or to be haughty. I counsel you, be humble and you will experience the salvation of the Lord. May the Lord grant you grace in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.